Church one shall on a Sunday night, knowing that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I won't be before you long tonight, but I do need your prayers for the time that I am in the Book of John in the 15th chapter is where we'll be reading from. And I can't get past this passage of Scripture because I know that there are so many folks that just need a word from God.
Yeah.
So many folks that depend upon the Lord
for
the answers that they stand in need of. And we all have a lot of questions, a lot of thoughts that's going through our minds. But there's only one person that's able to fully put our minds at ease with the answer that is given, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I can try to answer your questions, but you'll walk away and you'll still be as uneasy as you was when we talked about it. But when the Lord speaks the answer that you need, it's a comfort that nobody else can provide for you. So in the book of John, in the 15th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, just reading one verse tonight, down at verse 7, where he says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." You can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to use for a few minutes of time a text. Ask what you will. Ask what you will. Because we serve a God. You know, that's a very bold statement for the Lord to make. That you can just ask whatever it is that you want, and I will answer your prayer. You can ask a lot of things of me, and I would try my best to help you in a lot of different ways. But, Brother Bill, there's some things that's outside of my capabilities. We was talking before church. A lot of you know that I try to do a lot of different things. I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. I can do a little bit of everything, but I can't do a whole lot of anything. Does that make sense? But when it comes to God, there is nothing, and I have this confidence in Him tonight, that there is nothing that we have need of that we cannot go before Him and ask that He is not able to provide it for us. He said here in this chapter that He was talking about the vine and about the branches that's in that vine. And He said that every vine that bringeth forth fruit, He will purge it so that it will bring forth more fruit. And every vine that bringeth not forth fruit, that it will be cut off and cast into the fire. But He told them there that if you abide in me, that there is nothing in this world that you could ask for that I will not provide for you in your life. And I know tonight that we have folks that are dependent upon the Lord for a lot of things. If I was to canvass even this congregation tonight, we would probably have a lot of different things that people would have need of to ask the Lord for. We heard some of them this morning in the prayer request, and we heard some even tonight in the prayer request. We all have different things that we would ask of God. But no matter how different they may sound, some of them would be very similar. Because how many of you has got lost loved ones tonight?
Yeah.
How many of us have got people that's away from God tonight? How many of us have got people that are sick and need a touch of the Lord?
Amen.
How many of us tonight have got folks that are just down and out, giving up on life, giving up on hope and their dreams, and they just need a word from God? Because there is nothing that can spark a fire in your life like when God begins to speak to our people. And in the book of 2 Chronicles, he said it like this, that there's nothing that we have need of for help in our life that we cannot ask of God, and God will provide the help that we stand in need of. Many of us need help tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes I get to a point to where I get so much on my heart and my mind that I can't even go and begin to categorize all the needs that there are, Brother Terry. That's when I just go to the Lord and say, "Lord, it's bigger than what my mind is able to even bring back to recite it to you." But Lord, you know what the needs are. Right. You know the help that my brother or my sister that I need today.
Yeah.
And when God sends the help that we need, how many of you have had God to help you in days past? And when He showed up, you knew it was the Lord that showed up.
Amen.
And gave you the help, because nobody could do for you what God just had. Sometimes it's a big thing. Sometimes it's just peace of mind. Our minds are we get so overwhelmed with everything that's going on, with all the sickness and with all the bad news that's coming into our people's lives, that we just go, Lord, and say, Lord, if you would just speak to them. Because God is able to calm the fears that you and I have with just one word. He's able to help us with that tonight. And then also the Bible says that if we would go to the Lord, as we read this scripture in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, he said, in the 8th verse, he says it like this, that he would give us our needs. And how many of us, God has provided our needs for us already.
Amen.
But he stopped there, but he said, God would supply our needs and also our wants today.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he supplied many of our wants tonight. We don't serve just a God that's able to get us by with the bare minimum. I don't serve a minimum God. How many of you like me, you serve a maximum God? That there is no height or no limit that He cannot exceed to the things that we have need of in our lives. And when we have that kind of confidence, as we preached here the other Wednesday night about the confidence, I'm confident in this, that there's nothing impossible for my God to do. And if we will pray and we will ask Him, He said that He would give us all things, whatever it is that we would ask. He said, if you will ask what you will, it shall be done unto you today. You know what happens is that when we pray, often we know how big God is. And we think we know how big God is. But when we look at all the things that He has done, every time I think that it's something that is so big that I can't do it, and that the church can't do it, and I wonder, and we pray like this, and we doubt if God really will take care of the need or the want that we have. That's when God shows up and shows how big. I'm just amazed at what God does for His children and for us today. That He speaks the words that we need. Many of our people that needed jobs, He's provided jobs for them.
Yeah.
Some of them, and we've got Chad here tonight, God gave him a new job, and Anthony got a job, and others that's had a need for a job, and God's provided. I was one of them. Some of you was one of them. Folks there, God can open up a door that no man is able to shut.
Yeah.
And a door that's shut, God is able to open it up and allow His children to walk in and receive that which they have need of. And every time we think God has just reached the maximum, I've never seen God move like this before, He shows up and does something, and just we stand in awe when we see how big of a God that we serve tonight. He said in His Word that these things that you and I have need of, might not be able to figure it out. We may not be able to look ahead and see. But how many of us knows tonight God's not looking at what you and I are looking at? We're restricted, Brother Wayne, by what we see right before us, right then at that time for that hour. But God is not restricted. God already knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He doesn't have to wait for the news to come on to find out all the needs that there are. God already knows about them. He knows about your needs, and He knows about my needs tonight. He said that if we will just ask. A lot of times the Bible scripture says this, that we have not because we ask not. You say, well, God knows my needs. He knows my thoughts. He knows my cares. Why doesn't He just speak the word and give me what I have need of? Many of us as parents can answer that question, because we knew that our kids wanted something. We knew that they needed something because of the hints that was coming about. But still, we waited, Terry, until they asked. Because when they ask, it shows that that's what they really want.
Yeah.
I heard a song, Becky plays it every once in a while for us as we're coming to church, and I heard this song, and this song said it like this, and I may not have the exact wording of this song, but Lord, when I don't have the energy to speak, and Lord, when I don't have the strength to cry another tear, would you just listen to my heart?
Yeah.
And I thought that's the way our God works.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we go before the Lord with a big laundry list of everything that we want and everything we need. Right? We go before Him with a big list. And we begin to pray and we begin to call off those things. But folks, when you get to the point to where it's where you need it so bad from God that you can't even speak a word, all you can do is cry a tear and let it fall down from your cheek. That's when God hears and answers your prayers, because He said He would give us the sincere desires of our heart. And tonight in this congregation, I know that many of you have come and you've got brokenheartedness, you've got a heavy load that you're under, and I want you to know that you're not there by yourself, but you've got a church that cares about you. Yeah. Some folks that go through life and never have anybody to help them. You're not walking by yourself. You have a church that cares about you. You have a deacons that care about you. You have a pastor that cares about you. But most of all, we've got a God in heaven that's looking down that cares just about you tonight. And I know He cares about the whole world, but He cares odd about us individually. Don't put it that John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world, but don't just leave it at the world level. Bring it down to the granular level that God loves me individually and He cares about what I have need of. Amen. Then we'll see things happen. The Bible also says that God, when we go before the Lord, that we ought to ask for good things. In the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. And how many of us has God provided good things for? Amen. And you know what? And I'm not going to preach long. Some of you get nervous on me. I want my brothers and sisters, I want my family members, I want my children, I want them to have the good things that only God can provide for them. You ought to want that more than anything else for your children tonight. You ought to want it for your family. And folks, don't even stop there. But I want every good thing God has in store for me. I want it tonight. Some of you say you sound like a spoiled brat when you preach like that. But folks, if God's got it, He's got my name on it, I want everything that He wants me to have, because He said that He would withhold no good thing from His children. How many of you like me? You want what God's got in store for you. And I even want to preach it like this. Sometimes I don't even want to wait until tomorrow when He wants to give it to me. I want the Lord to give it to me today. And we ask of Him, He will give it to us. Because how many of us have had things put up for another day, and the kids will begin to ask for it, and we go and get it out and give it to them right then and there? That's the way God is. That's why we're the way we are, because we learned it from God. The Bible says that He'll give us all good things. If there's anything bad in our life, it's not from God. It's from the devil himself. Amen. And folks, I can't preach about the good things enough. Let me go back for just a minute. God's got things as we're able to take them, as we are able to receive them. God's got things in His storehouse just waiting for us. And when we get to the point that we are abiding in Him, we're staying prayed up, read up, that we're working for Him, God will give us all things that we stand in need of. People say, do you really believe God will do that? Amen. Amen. I am a benefactor. Yeah. I am a witness. How many of you tonight has God been good to you? Amen. Help me preach on Sunday night. Some of you say, well, it's been a long day. We're tired tonight. Christ was tired too, but He still kept on walking up Calvary's Hill. Yeah. He was tired when he did all those miracles, no doubt. In fact, one time the disciples said unto Him, this crowd is weary. Send them away because we have nothing to feed them. Christ, no doubt, was tired then, but He still blessed the food, did He not? And it was multiplied to where it fed over 5,000 men, not counting the women and children as well.
Yeah.
We've got no room to complain tonight. No room at all. He also says it like this in our scripture reading this evening. He says that we can ask anything. Anything. And you don't have to raise your hands tonight. We're going to have an altar of prayer in just a few minutes. And I want you to come bringing your anything list to the Lord. Some of us, we've got so many things on our list. I've got my children on my list. Amen. I've got my brothers and my sisters on my list. I've got some of your family on my list. People say, well, they're on our list also. The Bible says that if two of us would come praying, touching anything on this earth, that God would hear and answer our prayers. We've got folks that need healing tonight. We've got families that need to be restored. We've got homes that need to be put back together. We've got lives, Sister Rumia, that are about to become husband and wife that we need to be praying for. People say, well, once they get married, then we'll start praying for them. We need to be praying for them now because the devil is working, no doubt, already to put up a plan to try to drive a wedge into that marriage. And people say, you think the devil's always trying to do bad? He's been bad since the beginning, and he is working, the Bible says, like a roaring lion. Even while we're here tonight, he's out there trying to bring harm to some of your loved ones. We better have our list ready to go before God and say, Lord, I know the devil is working against him, but you are greater than the devil is, and you are able to pronounce it as not going to happen in their lives if it would be your will. We have to pray in accordance to God's will. Let me put this in and then I'll move on. We can't come praying asking for foolishness. God won't hear foolishness. We need to be serious about our list. We need to pray as though there was no tomorrow. Because how many of us know if tomorrow will be? Cecil's having surgery on Tuesday. Wednesday. I'll have you a day early. He's having surgery and we need to be praying for him. The other sister made mention about her sister-in-law that's having a procedure. That's on Tuesday. We need to be much in prayer about that. We've got folks that are sick and shut in. We've got folks that have been shut in for a long time due to the sickness. You know what God is able to do? He's able to speak the word that their body stands in need of and open that prison door that's got them captured, and they're able to walk out. Many of you have had bad news before. God opened the door for you and allowed you to come out. The folks, even last night, as we said, we was on our way to church and got the phone call, and I almost hate to answer the phone anymore because I know often times it's going to be bad news that comes. I'm still waiting for some good news to come over the phone. Amen. But we know that the devil's working, as he said in the Bible, like a roaring lion. He's trying his best to tear down your family and mine, trying to take your health and your strength, your encouragement, and everything you've got. The devil is trying his best to take it away from you. But folks, let me tell you, God said, I gave it to him. I'm the one who gave it to him, and God will watch over us and help us if we will stay in the center of His will. Amen. Amen. When we get out of God's will is when we become subject to the devil taking everything we've got. I look at our people and I say oftentimes like this, when I look at how their lives are so messed up, not just my family, but you've heard me say this before, there's not a whole lot of difference in your family than what's in mine. How many of you got folks in your family that need a touch of the Lord? Yes. And people say, I wouldn't confess to a lot of this stuff that you're asking us to. Folks, all we're doing is facing the reality that they need help from God. Yeah. And when I look at their lives, I think, man, if they only knew the Lord. Yes, they would still have troubles and trials. Yes, they would still have problems. But how many of you know it's a whole lot easier when you've got a father that you can go to pray and turn it into his hands and say, Lord, this is bigger than what I am. This need is greater than I am able to provide for. And this diagnosis, I don't even know where to start. I would just be guessing. But Lord, you're the one who made the body. Speak the word that their body has need of, and I believe by your word that it shall be done. And the Bible teaches us, and I thought about this as we was driving over, or Becky was driving, I was doing some reading tonight, that the Bible teaches us that when we begin to pray, we ought to know what the word of God says. If there's any promise, if there's any oath, if there's any word in this Bible about what God has done for others, He will not withhold it from you, but He will speak the same word to your life, and we ought to claim the promises of God's word. We claimed it for salvation, did we not? God gave us that, and He will give us everything else that we stand in need of if we will just proclaim His word as the truth and depend upon Him tonight. There's nothing that's impossible for God if we will just hold on to it. He said in the book of John, the 15th chapter, He said, ask what you will. What you will. What is it that you have need of tonight? As I look over this congregation, I think about all the different prayer requests that you have spoken. I think about some of those one-on-one conversations that we've had about the needs that there are in your family, in your life. And folks, I want to be clear about this. When people speak to me, I don't share it with anybody. Now, if they begin to speak about it in public, then I'll comment on it. But when you speak to me, it's in confidence. I hold it to myself. But folks, even though I may hold it to myself, I still talk about you to someone that I know very close. Amen. It's not my wife. It's not my dad. When my mom was alive, it wasn't my mother. It's not my brothers or my sisters. But Sister Ruby, I have a Father that's in heaven that will hear every prayer that we pray. And when we take each other before God, that's why I thank you for your prayers after we pray in the services. Because somebody in the house may have taken my name to God. And I need my name taken to God. You need your name taken to God. Somebody that loves you enough to mention you to God. Folks, we ought to appreciate that tonight. And just worship the Lord, thanking that the God that we have brothers and sisters that care that much about us to take our name to God. We've got many folks, and I know many of us, Sister Lee, we've got other things on our mind and upon our heart. I know that Sherry and her husband and family's not sick, but I know that that weighs heavy upon your heart. I don't know if God will change your mind about moving, but I know this, God is able to give you the peace that you have need of. I know this about our people that have had to say goodbye to their loved ones. I know that that missing will always be there. That hurt will always be there. But God will bring us through it. He will strengthen us. He will help us. I know that God knows your financial need. He knows the need that you have to provide and pay the bills that you have. People say, well, God, I don't believe will take care of all those things. I am a witness tonight, and some of you are, that God has always made a way for His children. The prophet of old, that I hang my great trust on this passage of Scripture. He said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. Folks, when we ask of God, He will hear and answer our prayers and give us all things that we have need of. And above that, He'll give us our wants as well. People say, you've got a lot of confidence in your God. I said this the other night. If I didn't have this kind of confidence, I would lay this book down and I would go and try to find me a God that really I could have that kind of confidence in. But I have found it over and over. I'm not just testifying as I come to a close of what He did for the patriarchs of old. I'm not just testifying about what He did for the prophets of old. I am a witness that what God can do for a person in this modern age that we live in, He's able to save us. He's able to keep us. He's able to provide for us. There is nothing that is impossible for our God to do if we will abide in Him. And folks, I'm just like, and I said I was going to hush, I'm just like the disciples were when they all began to turn and walk away. And Jesus looked at them and He said, will you also turn and walk away? And they said, to whom shall we go? You've got the words of eternal life. You've got the words that we have need of to hear. And when we pray, there's only one that can hear and answer our prayers, folks. And I've got to put this in. It's not Muhammad or one of these other gods that the world serves. It's not Buddha or the Hare Krishnas that can do it. There's only one God that can hear and answer your prayers. His name is Jehovah today. He's God, and besides Him, there is no other God. You can cry to these other gods all you want to. They will never hear nor answer your prayers. But can I get a witness as I close and Rob comes out to sing us a song of invitation? Can I get a witness to this? How many of you have ever prayed to God and you knew it was God that heard and He answered your prayers for you tonight? Folks, let me tell you, that's powerful stuff right there, because He cares enough with everything there is going around the world, all the problems that there is in all the foreign lands. and even here in our land, that God will take time out, Sister Mary, just to listen to a poor old boy like me that He raised up out of the dust. He set my feet up on a solid rock. He saved my dying soul, and He still hears and answers our prayers today.
Amen.
And He'll do it for you.
Yes.
Have you got your list ready?
Amen.
This might seem like strange preaching, but this is what the Lord laid upon my heart.
Amen. Good preaching.
Many times we preach to the lost, and the lost need to hear the word.
Yeah.
Many times we preach to Christians that are away from God, and they need to hear the word.
Yeah.
But sometimes we, as God's people, when our hearts are so heavy, And as I look over this congregation, some of you tonight, you've got so much upon your heart. You're worried about this one and you're worried about that one. You're worried about what happens and what's the news going to be. I have to say I have a list that's long today. I've got so many cares upon my heart right now, even as we're here. But I serve a God. Chad, I'm glad of this. He doesn't say, bring me one need for each week and I will hear and answer it. He doesn't say, bring me one need for each day and I will hear and answer it. But He said, come and ask what you will and I will hear and answer it for you today. That people don't limit God to just one prayer. Pray from the depths of your heart, asking Him that His will be done in those lives. If we will pray like that, we will see lives starting to change. Has anybody been praying for somebody and you've seen small steps starting to take place? And you say, well, God can do it overnight. Yes, He can. But often it takes them to realize what they are missing in God. It takes them realizing that what they have really isn't that good. And when they begin to look at what you have, you know what they're saying? That person's got a whole lot more than I've got. And I'm not talking about natural things. I'm talking about the relationship and trust that you have in God today. If you've got your list ready. And He said, ask what you will. Those things that we have need of, I'm going to ask moms and dads to bring them to the altar. I'm going to ask children to bring them to the altar. I'm going to ask you as brothers and sisters to bring your list to the altar. And folks, this is going to be an invitation. And Rob and Sharon, if you don't want to sing, you got your list, you just come and pray. Because I'm not going to preach anymore. I've got my own list that I need to take to God. Because I've got needs and I've got wants that only God can provide. And folks, let me tell you this, while you begin to make your step, let's not have a song, let's just pray. Alright? Let's just bring our list and ask God. And let me just give you this tonight. Some of you got lost loved ones that's on my list. Some of you got sick family members that's on my list. I ask that you help me with my list tonight. You say, well, I don't know everybody that's on yours. It's alright. You just say, Lord, you know what Roger has upon his heart. Would you answer some of them as well? And folks, if we'll pray that way, we'll see great things happen in our lives. Go ahead and pray tonight. Ask God what you will, and He is able to provide it for us.
So terribly, and God, we know that there's not a promise of another day. But Lord, we come before you. asking you, God, yet another time that you would speak to their hearts. And Lord, that when you do, that they would just find it within themselves. They're crying out upon the name of Jesus for salvation of their souls. And Lord, if we can hear of the great faith that has happened at home, Lord, we praise tonight that you would just look down upon this family that's about to be joined together, that Lord, that you would bless them in all that they do. Lord, would you just speak the words of blessing over that home. And Lord, for those homes that the devil has come against, we ask you, God, that you would just speak to those hearts. And Lord, that they would go back to that Bethel and see the love that you have for them and see the love that you put there. And God,